presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Are getting ready to wrap up the third month of the Carolina League regular season, the final game in June. It's game three of six between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Pescados de Carolina, the Mudcats. Their Copa de la Diversión identity down on the diamond today. This series even at a game apiece. The upper hand in the series on the line tonight as we get ready for the 4th of July weekend. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. I'm Andrew Chapman. It's a delight to be with you once again tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. If you weren't with us last night, it was a game that the Woodpeckers led from the jump. They got a run in the top of the first inning and a huge third inning, five-run third that helped them go in front 6-0. They were up 7-0 at the end of four, and they were able to hold on the rest of the way to an 8-5 win. It was an inverse of the score from Tuesday night, a game that the Mudcats won 8-5, so the Woodpeckers were on the winning side of an 8-5 ball game yesterday. Joey Loperfido hit a two-run home run, a part of that third inning, as did Rainier Rivas, to give the Woodpeckers their 33rd win of the season. They come in with a 33-37 place in the Carolina League South Division, with four other ball clubs at 2-3 over their first five second-half games. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats, with the loss yesterday, they fell to 35-36, and it's been a rough second-half start for them after falling just a game shy of a first-half title in the North Division. They're 1-4 over their first five games, again with an 8-5 win in the opener over the Woodpeckers. Should be a fun one today. First pitch is scheduled for 7 o'clock Eastern, and on the mound is right-hander Christian Mejias. He'll hope to do what Brian Salgado did yesterday. Salgado, with that big lead, went five innings, gave up just one run and struck out three. Christian Mejias was brilliant his last time out at Segres Stadium. Five scoreless innings of one-hit ball out of the bullpen, and he comes in tonight with a 3-1 record and a 3.15 ERA. He'll be opposed by another right-hander. It is Miguel Segura, who the Woodpeckers have seen a little bit of this year. He has a 2-1 record and a 4.41 ERA. We have more numbers on those starting pitchers and the starting lineups as well. Announced by the manager, Joe Thon of Fayetteville, Victor Estevez, the skipper of the Carolina Mudcats, and all of that is coming up in a moment. We'll step aside for a brief break. And on the other side, we have first pitch in those starting nine to bring you right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Game three of six between the Woodpeckers and the Pescados de Carolina coming up next. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
History of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
There is a weekend in July where the Baseball World Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Yes, indeed. Let's play some baseball back in Zebulon, North Carolina. Game 3 of 6 between your Woodpeckers and tonight, known as the Pescados de Carolina, the Copa de la Diversión identity for the Carolina Mudcats, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers. This series tied up at a game apiece, an 8-5 win for Carolina on Tuesday, an 8-5 win for the Woodpeckers on Wednesday. And now the Carolina right-hander Miguel Segura is out on the mound firing off his warm-up throws. Let's go ahead and meet the starting nine that he will face, put together by Joe Thon today. The Fayetteville lineup card leads with Cody Orr. He'll play at third. Leo Stanley Molina is the shortstop, batting at second. He hits third. Justin Williams, the cleanup man, is at first. Logan Cerny, the right fielder, hits fifth. And Miguel Palma doing the catching is sixth. Bottom three in the order, Tyler Whitaker, the center fielder. Rainier Rivas, the left fielder. And Yuri Ramirez rounds it out today for the Woodpeckers. Again, 33-37 overall, coming off their 8-5 win yesterday. They're tied for third place in the South Division at 2-3 in the second half. Here's the first pitch to Cody Orr, and off we go on a Thursday night. It is mostly sunny, 86 degrees, low humidity. A changeup on the inner half to Orr for strike one. Here's the wind and pitch. Orr takes a down and away slider, and the count to 2-1-1. Orr coming off a great night yesterday. He had a pair of doubles in his first two at-bats. Now batting 226 with a home run and 11 driven in. Pitch just missed outside. And the count is 2-1. The umpires today behind the plate, it is Corey Gerber. Nobu Yasuta behind the plate today. And on the bases is Corey Gerber. Yasuda was behind the plate on Tuesday. And he's calling balls and strikes for the second time in this series. Cody Orr looked at a changeup on the outside corner. That was called a strike, 2-2. Here's the pitch, and he half-heartedly swings through it. A Miguel Segura breaking ball racks up his first strikeout of the night. And that's how our ball game begins. So here comes Leo Stanley Molina. Let's go ahead and work you around the Pescados defense today as well. Out at left field, you have Hedbert Perez, who was there yesterday. Jackson Chorio, the center fielder, and out in right is Hendry Mendez. Here's the wind pitch to Molina, and he pops it up back behind home plate. And that'll get over the net and into the seats. 0-1 the count on Molina. Also around the diamond tonight, you have the right fielder, Hendry Mendez. Over at third base is Luis Silva. And the shortstop is Eduardo Garcia. Segura winds and throws the 0-1 to Molina, and it misses very high. One ball, Gene Carmona. And over at first is Jesus Chirinos. Doing the catching is Jefferson Quiro, who was behind the plate on Tuesday but reserved to the DH duties yesterday. Slider missed outside to Molina, and he's ahead two balls and a strike. Leo Stanley Molina, 224 hitter with four home runs, 23 driven in, the on base at 299. And here's the 2-1. High again, shoulder level on Molina, three balls and a strike. The Pescados have some crazy uniforms on down there on the diamond, a hot pink uniform with blue sleeves. Light blue sleeves and a pink detail around the ends of the sleeves as Molina rips it a high fastball, and that'll bring it to 3-2. They have a three-tone ball cap, so light blue back to the cap, white front, pink bill, and the Pescados logo on the front of that cap. Black belts, white pants, the black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and high black socks for those Pescados fielders. Fastball comes in on the 3-2 and strikes out Molina swinging. Back-to-back K's for the Carolina starter. And we'll see what Joey Loperfido can do. Finished 1-for-4 at the plate yesterday and hit his first home run in the month of June. His first home run in over a month, a two-run shot the opposite way over that high left field wall. Fifth of the year, drove in RBIs number 34 and 35 of his season, batting .311. And the on-base just below 400 at 398. Here's the wind, the 1-0. Loperfido takes an elevated fastball and gets ahead two balls and no strikes. Segura's been falling behind hitters in this first inning but been able to regather later in the count. Slight shift on the Pescados infield to the pull side of Loperfido, the lefty. Fastball framed on the outside corner. No call for Segura. Goes to 3-0 on Loperfido. And time called. Joey wants to step out for a moment and rebuckle those black batting gloves. Actually, a navy blue batting glove for Lope. And now the 3-0 pitch. Oh, look out, and it hit Joey in the helmet. It ear-holed him right on the right side of the helmet. He stays on his feet and bends over to unbuckle that shin guard, but Eric Braun, team trainer, is going to have to go up to Loperfido and check on him and make sure he's okay. You already have Victor Muscai, who is hoping to be back from a concussion tomorrow, but Joey Loperfido says he's okay. Little to no conversation with the trainer, Eric Braun, and goes up that first base line. And Woodpeckers have their first base runner on a little bit of a scary pitch. Got him flush right on this right ear. If anything, that'll affect your hearing for a little bit as you try and regather, but Joey seems to be okay, leading off of first, and he's on the move. First pitch to Williams is an outside slider. Throw down, not in time, and Loperfido slides under the tag. So how about that? Get drilled in the head with a pitch, and the next one, you're off and moving to second base. Loperfido seems just fine. And he's having a good week on the bases, being aggressive. He's stolen three bases over the last two games. Yesterday, late in the game, when Loperfido got on, that was in the ninth inning, he reached on a drop third strike, stole second, stole third, and then came home on a wild pitch. So he's three for his last three in stolen bases. Williams in a two-ball, no-strike count, batting 299 on the year with two home runs, 13 driven in. Swings through a high fastball, and the count is 2-1 on Justin Williams. Today's Fayetteville first baseman. Here's the set and pitch, and a slider down and outside runs it to 3-1 on Williams. And Lo Perfetto has 19 stolen bases now this year. He's just one back of Cody Orr, who has 20 on the team. Everybody chasing Logan Cerny, who swiped 22 bags. 3-1 incoming. Down and outside to Williams, and he draws a walk. So back-to-back strikeouts are followed up by the hit-by-pitch and a walk to carry the top of the first a little bit further and bring up Logan Cerny. Stadium lights are on here at Five County Stadium, but the sunlight's still illuminating the field of play. Pretty comfortable night. A little bit of a breeze out towards dead center field. Measures 400 feet in this ballpark, the dead center, but a high wall that makes it really difficult to hit it out. Your best bet is a lefty is yanking it down that line over the short wall like Rainier Rivas did yesterday, or putting one over the 330-foot high fence and left. Logan Cerny in a one ball, making an 0-1 count, lays off the next pitch. It was a slider down and outside. One ball and one strike the count. Woodpeckers have started the scoring in each of the first two nights. Lost a lead on Tuesday, but broke out to the big 7-0 lead yesterday over four innings. The 1-1 is a fastball called a strike. Nobu Yasuta leaves us hanging just a little bit. He does have a delayed strike call. We noticed that on Tuesday. He almost operates like an ump that has an earpiece in, but that's not the case in this league. And by that I mean earpiece in, operating as some umps do now at the digital strike zone. They're waiting for that relay from upstairs down to field level to tell them whether it was a ball or a strike. Yasuta almost has that pace to him, but it's all natural, human air here in the Carolina League. And a pop-up will get out of play down the first baseline. Although I wouldn't be surprised if we eventually get that automated strike zone as soon as next season. A lot of talk about it getting implemented at the big league level pretty soon as well. Lo Perfetto off of second base and Williams on first. Two outs in this top one. No score, no hit so far for the Woodpeckers. Up that leg, spins towards second, but does not throw. Looks Lo Perfetto back towards the bag. Logan Cerny, 11 home runs, 43 driven in. He had a two-run double back on Tuesday, but had a seven-game hitting streak end yesterday, going 0-2. The 1-2 pitch is high to Cerny. Logan did make it on base a couple of times thanks to two walks, and it was actually an 0-3 day for Cerny. He came up in the top of the ninth inning and struck out. That was his last chance to try and extend the seven-game hitting streak. 2-2. And Cerny cuts and misses at a fastball. That'll end the inning. So the Woodpeckers put a pair of two out base runners aboard, Lo Perfetto and Williams, but leave them stranded. And Christian Mejias goes to the mound to start out the bottom of the first. When we return, it'll be Mendez, Chorio, and Kiro to lead it off. We have the rest of the Pescados lineup as well in a moment.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-22.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Leading off for the Piscados, the right fielder, Henry Mendez.
Welcome back inside the broadcast booth. We are ready to play the bottom of the first inning. Christian Mejias winds and throws his first pitch of the night, and it misses up and outside to left-handed hitting leadoff man Henry Mendez, 220 hitter, two homers, 22 driven in. Mejias rocking and throwing, and a ground ball hit out towards first base. Backing up on it, Williams. He fields and flips to Mejias, hustling over to the bag. Leads him right to the first base bag, and that's a 3-1 put out.
Jackson Chorio.
So now it's Jackson Chorio. Christian Mejias, 3-1 record, 3.15 ERA. He's pitching in his ninth game of the season and making his fifth start for the Woodpeckers. 34 and two-thirds total innings. He's given up 12 earned runs, 3 home runs, 12 walks, and 42 strikeouts. Here's the pitch to Chorio. Fastball called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Mejias debuted in 2022 against these Carolina Mudcats. The 0-1 is right on the same spot. Fastball outside corner, quickly no balls and two strikes. In his first full season game, coming back from Tommy John surgery against Carolina, May 12th, a rip at a fastball. Chorio fouls it back, stays 0-2. In that game, he went 3 2/3 innings, allowed 2 earned. But he's hoping for an outing similar to his last against the Augusta Green Jackets on June 24th. Here's his 0-2 pitch again, and it's a slider a little bit outside to Chorio. 1-2 the count. That was a 5-inning outing, just one hit given up. He only allowed 2 base runners in relief. Came on out of the bullpen in the 5th inning. Hit a batter, allowed 1 base hit, that was all. Slider wipes out Chorio swinging, and Christian Mejias picks up his first strikeout. Two quick ones in the bottom of the first inning, and Jefferson Kiro comes up. Around the diamond for the Woodpeckers today, it's Rainier Rivas playing in left, Tyler Whitaker in center, and Logan Cerny patrols right. Cody Orr is the third baseman. Across the diamond is Justin Williams, and the shortstop is Leo Stanley Molina. His middle infield partner, second baseman Yuris Ramirez. And doing the catching after the night off yesterday is Miguel Palma. First pitch slider touches the outside edge. It's called a strike. He is working quick, throws, and a pop fly is hit out towards shallow right. Williams going back on it. It's over his head and plops down into that shallow grass. Nobody could get out in time, and Cerny couldn't come in time. It's a little flop shot single for Jefferson Kiro the opposite way. And Williams been playing a deep first base position. Chance that he's able to go out and get that, but he was playing a little closer to the fringe of the grass, almost even with that first base bag. So he had an additional, call it 20 yards to go to try and chase after that ball, and that was the difference there. So it allows the cleanup man, Hedbert Perez, to step in. Mejias kicks and throws, and Perez fouls it off of the plate umpire for strike one. Perez, a powerful left-handed hitter. He has 10 home runs and 33 driven in. 220 average and a slug of 409. Doesn't walk a ton, though. Strikes out quite a bit. The on-base percentage only at 266. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It is high, but too high. 1-1. Christian Mejia from Valencia, Venezuela. Nods the head, motions, and pitches. And fades a changeup right in there past the eyes of Perez for strike two. Perez in yesterday's game was also in the cleanup spot. Started 0-for-4 but came up with an RBI double in the ninth inning off of the center field wall. Drove in his 33rd run of the year and chops this one on one high hop right to the first base bag where Justin Williams fields it at the chest, stomps on first, and ends the inning. So Christian Mejias gives up the two-out single but throws a scoreless first inning of his own. No score after one tonight in Zebulon. We're back in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? MILBstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Miguel Palma cuts through a first pitch slider from Miguel Segura to start the top of the second inning. Next pitch rolled out towards third, picked up on one hand by Silva, and he throws across the diamond to get Palma. Two pitches and one out in this top of the second for Segura. No score. Pescado's got one base hit, a shallow pop fly into right with two outs in the first, but Christian Mejias was able to leave the runner on. Segura struck out three hitters in the first inning. That's his first out recorded with the defense behind him. And Tyler Whitaker takes a ball high. Here's the pitch to Tyler. And he rockets one way out into center field. Chorio is going back on it, but this ball will die before the warning track. And he makes the catch about 15 feet in front of the wall. And Whitaker provided us an optical illusion in the booth. You think you could really hit one to center field here, but it has to be a mammoth shot to get over that 30-foot high wall in center, measuring 400 feet. You got to hit a ball, as we were talking about on the broadcast the other night, maybe close to 430 feet to really get it out to center. And Rainier Rivas now gets plunked on the right knee on the very first pitch. He'll head to first. Better for Fayetteville, first time through the order. And both hit-by pitches have been in some tough spots. He had Loperfido get hit in the helmet. He got hit on the right side of the helmet in the first inning. And now Rivas will walk gingerly up the first baseline with his right knee a little sore. Yuris Ramirez now, nine-hitter, lines it up the middle, but shifted over towards the middle. Carmona, the second baseman, he pulls it in on one hop. Underhand flips to second, where his shortstop Garcia brings it in. Top of the second over very quickly. We go bottom two, no score.
We have Steve and Brad.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your... Christian Mejias gets the sign to begin the bottom of the second inning and throws a first pitch fastball into the zone to Carolina shortstop Eduardo Garcia. He'll lead things off. Zach Robbie and then Jesus Chirinos will follow. Here's the 0-1, and it's a slider bending towards the middle, but missed a little inside, I suppose, and it's 1-1. Garcia, Robbie, Chirinos, and the pitch is a changeup, a little low. Two balls and a strike. Shortstop Molina straight up. Ramirez, second baseman, towards the middle. Here's the pitch. A foul back into the screen. It's 2-2. Pretty efficient first inning for Mejias tonight. He got the first two outs very quickly, and then a Jefferson Kiro soft pop fly landed in shallow right for his single. But then Mejias quickly recovered with a ground out from Hedbert Perez. Here's the 2-2. It is down and outside. Slider missed. Three balls and two strikes. Overall, Fayetteville's gotten very good starting pitching over the first two nights here in Zebulon. The throw home is a fly ball hit out towards right field, playable for Cerny. He drifts back about five steps, parks it in front of the warning track, makes the grab. One away.
DH Zach Robbie.
And here comes the DH Zach Robbie. But on Tuesday, he had Forrest Whitley. Rehab start, three perfect innings. He drew headlines all around minor league baseball with his efficiency. Struck out five in a row to end his day. And then Brian Salgado with the big 7-0 lead behind him over the first four innings was great. Five innings, got his fifth win of the year. Gave up just four hits and one run. So now Christian Mejias trying to continue the stretch of good starting pitching. He's throwing some of his best baseball right now after the five scoreless last time out at Segra. Threw an inning and a third today. Slider strike on that outside corner. And it's 0-2 quickly on Zach. Five hitter, no home runs, 18 driven in, 388 on base. High and outside fastball. But pretty good spot to place that one. Most hitters would chase that, trying to protect with two strikes. 1-2, the delivery. And Robbie hits it on a fly out into center field. Perfectly placed for Tyler Whitaker. One step to his right, and a routine catch for out number two.
The first baseman, Jesus Chirinos.
Pair of flyouts for Christian Mejias in this second inning. That brings up Jesus Chirinos. Crowd starting to fill in a little bit as the weekend approaches. A good chunk of fans packed along the third base upper bowl above the Carolina dugout. But this place will really be jumping on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was asking around as a slider misses outside to Chirinos, 1-0. What do you think the biggest crowd will be this weekend? Because it's really a full holiday weekend of baseball. Three straight fireworks shows out here in Zebulon. And I was told possibly Sunday, the July 3rd game, the daytime ball game. But really every game should have probably north of 4,000 fans here in the ballpark. Slider misses down and outside, and they're thinking the Sunday game might be the one that really packs this joint, and there's 6,200 seats available at this ballpark. It's a lot bigger than many others in the league. A line drive down the left field side, and that will tuck over the wall, foul. got over that sidewall. 2-2, still on Chirinos. But the Woodpeckers Stadium, Segra Stadium, when it's really full, standing room only, can get close to 56, 57 in the building. But 62 here with those big bleacher areas down the right field and left field lines. Hardly any fans have been sitting in those this week, but those will start to fill out over the weekend. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's down and outside on Jesus Chirinos. Christian Mejias walks his first batter of the night. And a two-out base runner for the second straight inning for the Mudcats. Chirinos down.
That walk across the by Horizon Wireless. Second baseman, Gene Carmona.
So here is Gene Carmona, left-handed hitting second baseman. First pitch fastball missed down and inside. 1-0. No score in the bottom of the second inning, two away. Chirinos a short leadoff of first after the walk, the pitch. Inside again, and Palma briefly had it pop out of his mitt, jumps on top of it, keeps the runner down at first base. Two balls and no strikes on Gene Carmona. 216 batter with just one home run, three driven in. He was a new addition to the Mudcats, one of the newer field position players on their roster, and nearly got hit with that inside fastball. And you know what? He did get hit. He got clipped on the knee, and he'll head up the first baseline. So three hit batters already in this game. Two Woodpeckers have been plunked, and Gene Carmona takes one in the lower body, and Chirinos will go to second. Carmona to first.
First baseman, Luis Silva.
And the Mudcats will hope to get something out of the bottom guy in their order, Luis Silva. Playing in his first game this week. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Wears the high Black Sox. And here comes the pitch to him. A chopper foul.
Foul ball brought to you by Don's Body Shop of Rocky Mountain.
And unless I'm seeing things up here in the booth, well, maybe I am. I thought that Luis Silva was the only guy wearing pinstriped pants today, but after further review, it looks like all the guys have a pinstripe pant on. We're pretty high up here in the broadcast position as the pitch is fouled off. One of the higher broadcast booths in the league, so that pinstripe pattern wasn't the easiest to make. A pinstripe design for the Pescados down on that diamond. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, and Christian Mejias works around a pair of two-out base runners, finishes the scoreless second inning with his second strikeout of the night. We go to the third, no score after two.
In July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legendary.
We play County Stadium. Welcome back in. I'm Andrew Chapman. Thanks for being with us on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Cody Orr leads it off, and slider misses down and outside for ball one. This is game three of the six-game series, rolling through until Sunday. Here's the 1-0. It is high. Four-day All-Star break also coming up in a couple of weeks here in the Carolina League. No break in between the two halves, but all the minor leaguers get 4 days off, as the big leaguers do in July, pop up out of play, and it's 2-1 on Cody Orr. That'll be after the next two series. Six games at home against Down East next week, including a Monday game on the 4th of July, Tuesday off day, and then six on the road against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and that'll lead right into the four-day break. Wouldn't be surprised if some of these Woodpeckers ball players just stick out in Myrtle Beach for a couple extra days. Bum it out on the beach. 3-1. Fastball in the zone. Called strike two. Orr was stepping over the plate, getting ready to go to first, and says one word to Orr. Orr says one word to the plate umpire. And I think it was outside. 3-2 payoff pitch, and Orr flies it down the right field line out of play.
That ball brought to you by Auto Body Accessories.
Mentioned the two-hit game yesterday for Cody Orr. Pair of doubles in his first couple of at-bats. Finished 2-for-4, scored three times, and also drew a walk. The pitch is low, and Cody Orr is aboard for the first time today. Miguel Segura hit a pair of batters his first time through the order and now issues his first walk leading off the third inning. And here's Leo Stanley Molina. Cody Orr, you could say, is having the best series of anybody at the plate. Maybe aside from Justin Williams, who's 5-for-9, Cody Orr is 4-for-10. Spinning a pickoff throw over to first. That continues the trend from the last couple. Pitchers are very much inclined to maximize those step-offs, those two pickoffs they get per at-bat. Big lead for Cody Orr, and he's on the move to second base. Here's a one-hopper out towards third, fielded by Silva, looks to second, doesn't have a throw, goes across the diamond and throws out Molina. But if Cody Orr is not moving on that pitch, that's probably a tailor-made double play.
The DH Joey Lopez-Fito.
Man in scoring position for Fayetteville. Second time they put a man on second so far. Joey Loperfido reached second base with two outs in the first, but Logan Cerny struck out, ending the inning. Here is Loperfido, and the first pitch to him is a fastball strike. Center cut, 0-1. Loperfido was drilled right on the ear hole of the helmet, the right side of the helmet in the first inning. Fortunately, he was able to stay on his feet and go right up the first baseline. Pitch misses down low. Loperfido's a tough guy. He really didn't need much of a checkup at all from Eric Braun. Just shedded the knee guard and the shin guard and went along the way. Even stole a base right after he got hit in the head. First pitch, he was off and moving. Grabbed second base, his 19th stolen bag of the season. High changeup goes to 2-1 on Joey. Loperfido having a great month of June, batting .342 in the month, and couple hits today could get it to the 350 mark before the month closes. Slider over the middle. That's a called strike. Two balls, two strikes on Loperfido. He has the one home run that he hit yesterday and 16 RBIs as well in June. Most in a single month this season. Two ball, two strike pitch is high. There's a changeup that slipped out of the fingers of Miguel Segura. Full count 3-2 with Cody Orr leading off of second base. Garcia, the shortstop, hovering around the area, trying to keep it close. The pitch, payoff. Low right field, it's grabbed by Mendez, and they stop Orr at third. Throw comes flying in. It's cut off by the first baseman, Chirinos, on the infield grass. Loperfido is 1-for-1, on for a second time. And there's runners on the corners. First time the Woodpeckers have put a man on third in this game. Loperfido with the base hit goes to 2-for-7 in the series. He's been on base a lot, though. Three walks in this series and the hit by pitch. So he's been on six times over the first three games already. Early on here in game three. Pickoff throw over the first. Check up on Loperfido, and he dirties up the front of that gray uniform. Woodpeckers in the classic road grays, the black helmets, gray tops, black belt, gray pants. And Loperfido on the move to second base. Here's the pitch, a throw down to second. It's cut off, throw to the plate, is not in time. It gets by the catcher. Loperfido sprints down to third after Cody Orr scores. The Woodpeckers lead 1-0, a successful double steal. Loperfido steals base number 20 of the year, and Cody Orr moving down the third baseline grabs stolen base number 21. A little surprised to see Kiro opt to throw down to second. He does have a very strong arm. Justin Williams in an 0-1 count. Now the whole infield plays in. Loperfido on third, and the pitch misses up and inside. For the third straight game this week, the Woodpeckers begin the scoring. It'll be an error on one of the middle infielders. And here's a back pick along third. Loperfido is out. Pitch came in, and Kiro zipped the throw over to Silva, who was playing close to that third base bag. And moments after the crafty double steal by the Woodpeckers, Loperfido is thrown out. Justin Williams, meanwhile, in a two-ball, one-strike count. Here's the pitch. He swings and hits a routine grounder out to short for Eduardo Garcia. He picks up, taps that glove, and delivers to Chirinos in time to end the inning. Well, the Woodpeckers' aggressive base running ends up being their demise in the third, but they do get a run out of the deal. It's 1-0 as we go bottom three next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Which bus will get from downtown Raleigh through the fastest? Let's find out.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Leading off for the Pescados, the right fielder, Henry Mendez.
Christian Mejias now carries a 1-0 lead into the bottom of the third inning. He faces lefty Henry Mendez, and the very first pitch is lined back into the screen for strike one. Woodpeckers grab a run on a double steal play in the third. Cody Orr goes from third to the plate after Loperfido ran from first to second. Pitch comes in, called strike on the inner half. Good fastball from Mejias. 0-2. Mendez is the leadoff man, top of that Carolina order, and takes outside for ball one. Mejias tried to go with the wraparound slider. Mendez bounced out to Justin Williams over at first base, back in the first. He's 0-1. Scoots out of the way of an inside fastball, but no, it's called strike three. He gets rung up, and Christian Mejia grabs his third strikeout of the night. Back-to-back days going back to the second inning. He ended the second with a strikeout of Luis Silva. First looking strikeout tonight for Mejia. And now it's Jackson Chorio ripping at the first pitch and looping a foul ball over the net back of home. Yuri Ramirez, second baseman, moving towards the middle. Williams well off of that first baseline, so a little bit of an infield shift. A slider clips the zone on the inner half. Good pitch by Mejia. That was knee level as well. Perfect slider. And now the 0-2 incoming. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Blew him away. 96 flashes on the stadium radar gun. And Christian Mejia with a big strut half behind home plate. Looks all his infielders in the eye as to say, it's all me right now. And now it's Jefferson Quiro. Quiro, the right-handed hitter, ready. Pitch. Outside fastball at 95. We were saying yesterday that the stadium radar gun might have been a little bit off. Might not have been reading velocities quite right. It was a little soft more than anything. But Mejia is generally around the 94 territory. He's a hard thrower. Slashed a few 96s tonight, though. And if that radar gun's within a mile or two of being correct, then Mejia is throwing pretty hard out there. Here's the 1-1. Pop fly, and that'll get out of play. 1-2 count. Palma gives the sign and sets the target down and away. Mejia throws. It's a slider. Bounce towards the mound. Past the mound. Yuri Ramirez picks up in front of the second base bag and throws across his body to first in time. That ends a 1-2-3 inning. First 1-2-3 frame for Mejia tonight. Three scoreless in the books for the Fayetteville starter. Top four coming up. It's 1-0 Woodpeckers.
A loyal customer of U.S. Foods, Westridge Grill is your neighborhood spot to be in Rocky Mountain. Serving up salmon, ahi tuna, shrimp, steaks, and
Sweets by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
...of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Miguel Segura is back out on the mound to face Logan Cerny, beginning the top of the fourth inning. Very first pitch is hit high and deep out into center field. Chorio going back on it, and as he gets to the warning track, he makes a strolling shoulder-high snare for out number one. Logan Cerny really tore into that ball, but he'll go to 0 for 2. And And now here's Miguel Palma, the Fayetteville catcher. Takes the first pitch, a slider down and outside. 1-0. Miguel Segura has seen some of the Woodpeckers this season. He last pitched against Fayetteville at its Segres Stadium on May 13th and 15th. He made two appearances. One was a start, and one was in relief. The start was on the 13th, went one hitless inning. Here's a bouncing ball hit towards third, but it's foul now on Palma. And then he came out of the bullpen and pitched one inning on the 15th and gave up one earned run, two total over an inning. So this is the first time they've actually given him some length as he pitches into the fourth in this start. The pitch down and outside, it missed. 3-1 on Palma. Palma yanked a ground ball over to Silva, third, back in the second inning, and is 0-for-1. The 3-1 home. Palma pops it up a mile high. It'll just barely exit the infield behind second base. Carmona gives way to the shortstop, Garcia, and he makes the grab in the shallow grass for out number two.
The center fielder, Tyler Whitaker.
Now it's Tyler Whitaker, gave a ball a good ride back in the second inning, flied out to deep center field. Enters in 0-for-1, the pitch. High breaking ball, but called strike. That was a little bit above the belt, just slightly below the letters. Tough call as the zone expands vertically a bit on Whitaker. The wind and 0-1. Fastball, knee level, called strike two. And right now, you got top of the zone getting called a strike, bottom of the zone getting called a strike. Whitaker didn't really like either of them, and so he asks for time. He's going to step out and reset, so the at-bat doesn't speed up on him too much here. 0-2 offering, slider outside and low. Two balls and a strike on Whitaker. Moments after Christian Mejia has put together his first 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the third. Miguel Segura trying to do the same. 1-2 coming in. Whitaker fouls it back into the netting.
Ball brought to you by Auto Body and Carry.
Sunlight's starting to depart us, and the stadium lights brightening up that diamond. The wind, the 1-2 pitch. Whitaker looks at a low and away slider. Becks. Ever since that series in Fayetteville, though, they've been allowing Miguel Segura to go a little bit longer. Has a pair of five-inning outings here in June. Strikes out Whitaker swinging. The inning is over, and now he's through four today and will likely pitch a fifth in a 1-0 ball game. The bottom of the fourth is coming up right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. It's the bottom of the fourth inning, and Christian Mejias throws his first pitch of the inning to Hedbert Perez. It's an up and outside fastball. One ball and no strikes. The Woodpeckers lead the Mudcats 1-0. Here's the pitch, and it's down and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Christian Mejias is retired four in a row. 1-2-3 fourth inning. And make it a 1-2-3 third. Pitches the bottom of the fourth, and here's a high pop fly between first base and the mound. Palma going forward. Williams coming in almost all the way to the home plate circle, and the first baseman makes the grab. That ball took a quarter century to come back down to the diamond. Finally made its way back down. That was one that was hit so high that it would have it would have been up in the rafters had we been playing at a big league ballpark, maybe a Tropicana Field where the catwalk is sometimes a controversy. That pop fly was so high hit, I think it would have wound up in the rafters somewhere if we had any roofed stadiums in the Carolina League. But we don't, so out number one. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Eduardo Garcia. Carolina shortstop looks at a low and away fastball. Count runs to two balls and no strikes. Garcia coming in batting 280. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a flyout to right. Takes it down and in changeup. Three balls, no strikes. Zach Robbie will be next. Right-handed hitting DH on deck. Mejias gets the sign, delivers. And Garcia steps out of the zone before that pitch even came in, but it's a fastball strike. Here comes the 3-1. Foul tip. I never understood why hitters do that. 3-0, you know you're not going to swing, but you still start to step away from the plate before the pitch crosses. If it's a borderline pitch, the ump's giving that to the pitcher every single time. So why even you're a hitter? 3-2 is lifted on a fly down the first baseline, but that'll get into the bleacher seats. 3-2. I think Big Poppy was kind of notorious for doing that at the big league level, so maybe that's who some of these ball players are copying. He'll go into the Hall of Fame this year, so I guess it worked for him a time or two. Ground ball hit foul on third. Count will stay full. Three balls and two strikes. Base is empty. One gone in the home fourth. 1-0 Woodpeckers. Mejias delivers. And a ground ball hit past the mound right towards the middle where Yuris Ramirez is shifted over. He picks it up, throws on to first, perfectly positioned. And there's two gone.
DH, Zach Robbie.
That's the second ball today that's been hit right to Yuris Ramirez when he has been shifted over. This Carolina team plays everything pretty much straight up, but the Woodpeckers have been one of the teams that has consistently shifted in the Carolina League as far as they can. Under the new rules, Yuris Ramirez had a Jefferson Kiro liner find him in the third inning, and now that grounder from Garcia here in the fourth. First pitch is upstairs, 1-0. The pitch. Missed low, an overcorrection by Mejias. Two balls, no strikes. In the fifth for the Woodpeckers, it'll be Rivas, Ramirez, and Cody Orr, the 8-9-1. High fastball, and Robbie is out in front. Three balls, no strikes. Mejias has only walked one. That was Jesus Chirinos in the second, and he's also hit a batter. 3-0 pitch is just a little high to Robbie, not by much. Mejias thought he had strike one, but instead that's a poor pitch walk. Robbie makes it on for the first time today. Be wondering if he'd be off and moving in this spot. Maybe try and swipe a bag and get into scoring position for Jesus Chirinos. First pitch his way, outside corner slider, called strike one. Zach Robbie, to be exact, is swipes three bases this year. Here's a pickoff throw over to first and close, but dove back in time. Chirinos drew that walk back in the second inning, one of two now for Mejias. Ramirez shifted over again to the pull side of the righty. Big hole on the right side of the diamond. 0-1 is grounded out towards short. Sharply for Leo Stanley Molina. He collects and throws the long way to first with a stretch. Williams hauls it in. The inning is over. Two out base runner, but that is all. Four scoreless for Christian Mejias. Nine scoreless innings going back to his last outing at Segra. He's on a roll right now. The Woodpeckers carry a 1-0 lead into the fifth. Welcome back to Five County Stadium. It is the top of the fifth inning, and it has been a low-scoring, well-pitched game today by not only Christian Mejias, but also Miguel Segura of the Mudcats, who's back out on the mound for a fifth inning of work. Rainier Rivas, the eight hitter, leads off the inning. Lefty takes a slider strike for an 0-1 count. Just past the 8 o'clock hour, 8:01 Eastern. This ball is hit right to the top of the screen, and that would have been coming towards our booth. Just clipped the top of the screen and landed into the seats. A couple of kids scramble for that baseball. Here's the 0-2. Rivas looks at strike three on the outside corner, and he can't believe it. He's sent packing. That is the fifth strikeout for Miguel Segura. And overall, his pitch count pretty manageable right now. He's at 65 pitches. He's hit a couple batters, he's walked a couple, but he's avoided any huge innings, and he's given up just one base hit. That was a Joey Loprofito single to right field in the third. They put runners on the corners. First pitch to Yuris Ramirez is up and outside. He holds the hands, and it's 1-0. And then Fayetteville had to get crafty on the bases to score their only run tonight. Loprofito stole second, throw went down, and Orr broke for the plate. He was standing on third, and he made it in. Successful double steal at 1-0 ball game. But just one hit for the Woodpeckers, one for the Mudcats through four innings. Here's the wind in the 1-1 pitch. Yuris takes a outside slider for ball two, 2-1. Next pitch, 2-1. Fastball just missed to the outside again, and it's three balls and a strike on Ramirez. Yuris Ramirez in the season series against the Mudcats is 5-for-21. And misses the pitch misses outside. That's ball four to Ramirez. Third walk given up by Segura. So here is Cody Orr. Carmona will move towards the middle in a double play position. And a first pitch changeup misses down and inside near the shoe tips of Cody Orr. 225 batter tonight has reached on a walk and scored the only run of the game on that double steal. Out of the stretch, Segura spins and throws over to first. Check up on Ramirez. He's picked over three or four times today. Checking up on Fayetteville runners, but the Woodpeckers have stayed aggressive despite the pickoffs. Ramirez is not a real threat to steal, but he's off. Pitches up and outside. Here comes the throw down. It is perfect by Kirill. Right to the front corner of that second base bag, and the tag is dropped by Carmona. Pin Yuris Ramirez right on the top of the helmet. You cannot place a ball any better as a catcher. That gave Carmona the chance to catch it and not even move his glove. Ramirez slid right into the tag. Cody Orr now with two outs and the base is empty. Takes an up and inside fastball. Woodpeckers are now 2-4-3 in stolen base attempts. The pitch outside. Yes, ball four. Back-to-back walks. It would be 2-on-1 out, but with the look of this inning quite a bit, and now it's Leo Stanley Molina. Kiro's thrown out the man at second, and he also backpicked Joey Loperfido when he was standing on third in the third inning. So he's made a couple of big plays with his arm behind the plate. First one to Molina is a fastball outside corner, strike one. A little bit of activity now in the Carolina bullpen down the left field side, but they're hoping that Segura can get through five tonight in his start. Trying for his third five-inning start in June. Spinning a throw over. And Orr dives back in. Segura last went five innings on June 18th. That was in a doubleheader game against the Columbia Fireflies. Also went five against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on June 12th, but wasn't nearly as efficient as he is today with five earned runs given up in that one. A pop fly off the bat of Molina lands in the right field bullpen, a foul ball. So no balls, two strikes, and two outs. Cody Orr, who was actually moving on that pitch, has to take the long walk across the diamond back to first base. Molina trying to get on for the first time today. He's 0-for-2, strikeout against Segura in the first, and a ground out to third base in the third. Second baseman Carmona towards the middle. And here's the 0-2, Orr moving again. Line drive hit into shallow center field. That plops down for a base hit. It's grabbed by Chorio, and he will not throw to third. Orr makes it down to third standing up. And it's a two-out single to put runners on the corners. Leo Stanley Molina now 1-for-3. It's just the second base hit tonight for the Woodpeckers. And now here's the left-handed hitting Joey Loperfido. Had the only hit of the day until that Molina's in a run-scoring chance. Two outs, man on the corners. Loperfido trying to drive in his 36th of the year. The pitch in on the hands and sprayed foul up above the Mudcats dugout. 0-1 count. Joe Thon talking to Cody Orr down there on third base right now with two outs. It would be unlikely that Fayetteville would try the double steal again. Never know, though, with this aggressive bunch of base runners. Fastball down and inside. Kiro does have a good arm behind the plate, so if they did attempt a double steal, he would likely throw down to second. 1-1 pitch. And Loperfido goes down to get a fastball, flies it into center, but routine for Chorio, drifting back, and he makes the grab. The inning is over. Woodpeckers put runners on the corners with two outs, but do not score. We're halfway through it tonight in Zebulon. It's a 1-0 Woodpeckers lead. Bottom five, and Christian Mejias is back out on the mound. His first pitch is an up and outside fastball to Gene Carmona, the left-handed hitting second baseman, who was plunked on the knee by a pitch in the second. Swings and lifts this one along the left field line. That slice is foul over the bullpens and over the lower bowl of seats. One ball and one strike count. Mejias winding and throwing. Missing low with a slider. One ball, one strike. Salem is leading, or actually tied with Lynchburg in the top of the seventh inning tonight out in Virginia. Line drive foul into the screen, 2-2. You also have Kannapolis and Down East, who just got started out in Kinston, North Carolina. It's a late start for them today. I wonder if they had a brief delay. End of one, no score, no hits for both of those teams. Of course, we're 1-0 here. Woodpeckers got their one run in the third inning on a double steal play. A foul off from Carmona right at the plate and stays 2-2. Mejias nods the head, begins the motion and pitches. Line drive hit into shallow center field. That will drop in front of Whitaker. Carmona on with his first base hit tonight and first of this series, playing in his second game. Carmona yesterday was out of the lineup. He last played on Tuesday night. And in that game went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. So see if that turns his series around a little bit. Just the second hit given up by Christian Mejias, and first since the first inning when he gave up a Jefferson Kuro single. Swing and a miss on a first pitch fastball to Luis Silva. 0-1. Silva, a guy that's struggled in the league so far this year, batting just 143 with no homers and six driven in, getting on only about 23% of the time. A spin and a throw over to first base, and the dive back in time. Silva is playing in his 35th game as well, so decent sample size of games for him. And all the struggles at the plate continue. 0-1, outside. And Fayetteville has their own catcher, like Silva, who can play catcher. He's at third today, that is in the 150s. That's Freddie Guillamo, but Guillamo has gotten into a few pitches this year. He does have five home runs despite the low average. Just shy of 20 RBIs as well. So although Guillamo hasn't been super consistent at the plate, has provided some really true value behind the plate, and every once in a while have a big game on the offensive end as well. Christian Mejias in a 1-2 count against Silva. And time is called as, I believe, a baseball got loose. Yes, it did. Got loose from the Fayetteville bullpen, where we now notice that Fraylin Garcia is warming up. Christian Mejias would like to try and complete this fifth inning, though. Make it two straight outings of five innings. 1-2 pitch. Outside, and that gets by Palma. It will run to the backstop. Carmona Husson almost went to third, but slows up. And the wild pitch advances him into scoring position. Two ball, two strike count. Mejias is right now at 73 pitches. And like Salgado yesterday, will be capped between 75 and 80. So he needs to get a couple of outs here and make it three outs even. There's nobody out in this fifth, and he needs to get him quick. Otherwise, he might not make it five today. Pitch down to the dirt. Palma scuffles with it, but finds it. And it's full. 3-2 on Silva. Christian Mejias, though, riding a great stretch of scoreless baseball. He's at 9 1/3 consecutive innings scoreless. That's his longest stretch this year. Passes up his previous long of 7 2/3. So he set a new season high back in the third inning. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. Fastball up and outside of the zone, but Silva chased after it. One gone in the fifth. That's the fifth strikeout for Christian Mejias. And right now, Joe Thon, John Kovalik going back and forth, but they're staying in the dugout. And for now, they're keeping Mejias out on the mound. Braylon Garcia has ceased his warm-up. He's just about ready to go. And now a meeting on the mound before Henry Mendez sees the pitch. You have Myrtle Beach and Charleston squaring off today, and Myrtle Beach with an early 4-0 lead. Actually, that game's in the top of the sixth inning, so they're a little beyond the midway point. Myrtle Beach is 2-3, like the Woodpeckers in the second half. Charleston is also 2-3, so the Woodpeckers hanging around with two of the teams that were at the top of the South in the first half. First pitch to Mendez after the meeting on the mound is an inside fastball. It missed the zone, 1-0. Then you have the Delmarva's Shorebirds, who are up 4-0 on the Fredericksburg Nationals tonight, midway through the fifth. And the Columbia Fireflies off to a nice 4-1 start in the second half. They trail the Green Jackets 3-2 in the top of the fifth corner. Slider is called a strike, and it's 1-1. We'll get some of the Major League scores tonight as well. Houston Astros are playing, and some of the affiliate system also. Pitch down to the dirt, and that'll run things to 2-1 on Mendez. Next pitch to Mendez is a chopper, left side of the mound. Mejias comes off, picks up on the grass, flips towards first, and gets it over in time. That's the second out, and Carmona makes it down to third base.
The center fielder, Jackson Sorio.
And, oh man, Joe Thon's gonna come out and take the ball from Mejias. And Christian wants to stay out there a little bit longer. He's shaking his head and said a couple of things to Joe Thon. See if he tries to argue his way through it, but Joe Thon claps the hands, takes the baseball, and Christian Mejias will walk off and out short of being eligible for a winning decision today. But that tying run down on third, Fraylin Garcia will enter on and try and exit this fifth inning and keep the shutout bid alive. Another great day for Christian Mejias. Departs on a stretch of 9 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings and points to the sky as he gets back to the dugout. So we'll take a quick break, back in a moment, and Fraylin Garcia on the mound. So Christian Mejias has his day come to a close after 4 2/3 innings. The pitch count was the ultimate demise today of Christian Mejias, although he pitched exceptionally. Falls an out shy of being eligible for a win today. Would have been his fourth of the year if Fayetteville can hold on. But tying run down at third, and Fraylin Garcia throwing his first pitch as Jackson Chorio fouled away. One of Carolina's top hitters this season at the plate, trying to even this ball game. He went 0-2 against Mejias with a couple of strikeouts. Fraylin Garcia at the belt, throws home. And a foul back into the netting. That adds to probably why Christian Mejias wanted to stay out there to close this fifth inning. With Chorio coming up to the plate, he must have told his manager, hey, I've already gotten this guy twice, I've struck him out both times, and let me stay out here. But Joe Thon has the ultimate say. No balls, two strikes, and Garcia delivers. It is called strike three on the outside corner. And Fraylin Garcia gets out of it, inherits that runner on third, and will keep Christian Mejias and his scoreless streak alive. It's 1-0 after 5 tonight in Zebulon. We play the 6th next.
Have you always wanted? Well, you're in luck. Contact us at 919-269-2287 today to book your birthday outing. You'll receive birthday cupcakes from Carter's Baking Company in Glendale for your party. It's been a great night so far here at Bond County Stadium. We would like to welcome the following to tonight's game. On U.S. Foods Suite level, we have in Suite 1, McConnell Associates.
It's Justin Williams leading off the top of the 6th inning, 1-0 Fayetteville. And a new pitcher on the mound for the Mudcats. It is right-hander Jefferson Figueroa. First pitch slider delivered by him was called strike one. Here's the 0-1. Ball deep out into right field. Mendez going back on it and catches it in the corner. Just barely as he got pressed up against that sidewall. That ball ended up falling about 15 feet shy or so of the right field foul pole. And Williams gone on two pitches. The fly out, he goes to 0-2. And now it's Logan Cerny trying to end a little 0-5, going back to last night. Did reach on a couple of walks. Tonight he struck out and flat out to center. First pitch, shorts the plate, and it's 1-0. Jefferson Figueroa comes in with an 0-4 record and a 6.67 ERA. 11th game of the year. He's coming out of the bullpen for a fifth time. He also has 6 starts, 29 2/3 total innings, making an even 30 now with the Williams flyout pitch. Cerny takes and it misses high. 22 earned runs given up, 24 walks, and 31 strikeouts for Figueroa. He delivers. Cerny looks at it again, but this time it's a called strike, 2-1. Back-to-back fastballs from the 21-year-old Figueroa, originally from the Orlando area. He grew up in Venezuela, but ended up coming to the States for his high school years. Misses high with a fastball. And was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in the 32nd round of 2019, the final year of the 40-round draft. Shrug the shoulders, the motion and delivery. Up and outside, and Cerny draws a walk. So he's been on base plenty the last couple of nights, but each time it's been via the walk. And he's on for a first time today.
The catcher, Miguel Palma.
One out base runner for Miguel Palma. And time is called. Logan Cerny is putting on that sliding mitt down on the first base bag. Under try and run. He's the team leader with 22 stolen bases. Figueroa working out of the stretch now for the first time. Peeks twice over that shoulder. Cerny's on the move, and the pitch comes home. Logan Cerny with a perfect break and could have been picked off, but Figueroa wasn't alerted by his infield in time. Cerny was off and going, and Figueroa still hadn't picked up the leg. And even though he was peeking at Cerny over the corner of his shoulder, he didn't see him. Great timing by Logan. He is going to hold it second. Pitch comes in. Palma slaps it back and out of play. 1-1 count. Logan Cerny grabs his 23rd stolen base, and the Woodpeckers have stolen three times now on Carolina pitching. Can't really throw that one on Kiro there because that's all Figueroa, just not seeing Cerny break. Breaking ball strike to Palma, and it's 1-2. Figueroa leans in, comes set at the shoulders, and pitches. Slider dips low and outside. Evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Figueroa did pitch against Fayetteville once this season. That was back on May 14th, and he went 2 innings, giving up 3 runs to earn. The pitch home, and Palma reaches out in front of a breaking ball. It's down in the dirt, backhanded by Kiro, and he slaps the tag to complete the strikeout. 2 outs. Logan Cerny still hanging out on second base, and he'll hope for a base hit out of Tyler Whitaker to bring him in. Only 4 hits combined between the two sides today. A pair of singles by the Woodpeckers. One by Loperfido in the third. That was right before the double steal. And then Leo's Danny Molina with a single in the fifth. Right on right, here's the pitch. And Whitaker leans out in front, swinging and missing at a changeup. 0-1. Figueroa's last time out was a start. Bullpen appearances, kind of like the Woodpeckers do with some of their starters. He was on the mound in Kinston against the Down East Wood Ducks on June 24th last time and was roughed up for 5 runs, 4 earned over four and a third. 0-1 pitch, Whitaker slaps it out of play. And he's quickly down, no balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2, is flat out to center. And most recently struck out against Miguel Segura. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and a man on second base. Here comes the pitch. No, he picks up the leg and twirls around to second base. And looks Cerny back to the bag, still paying attention to the Fayetteville base runner. Needs just 1 out to 1 strike make it to exit this 6th inning. Carolina will have the heart of their order, 3, 4, and 5, coming up in the bottom of the 6th. The pitch. Whitaker strikes out on a slider, and that ends the inning. So Cerny makes it to second base after the walk, but is stranded in scoring position. Woodpeckers have left 2 in scoring position over the last 2 innings. Bottom 6 next. Woodpeckers still with a 1-0 lead.
We have a happy 7th birthday to Jackson Hearn. A happy 10th birthday to Elijah Gates.
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away.
A Fayetteville pitching change to begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Miguel Uyola, the 19-year-old right-hander, takes over and blitzes home a first pitch fastball at 95. Up and outside to Jefferson Kuro for ball one. Fraylin Garcia serves as the fifth inning bridge, getting the final out, stranding the tying run on third. And now Uyola takes over. He's at the chest, out of the stretch exclusively, pitches, misses outside. Again with 95. And the count is 2-0. Kuro is 1-for-2. He has one of just two Carolina base hits, the single in the first, and he's also grounded out. Shift to the left side against Kuro. Here it comes. Rips at another 95-mile-per-hour heater and misses. Two balls and a strike. So Christian Mejias goes 4 2/3 today, gives up the two hits, no runs to extend his scoreless stretch to 9 2/3. In total today, 5 and walk 2. Here's a short hopping liner out to short. It's backhanded by Molina, and his throw to first is in time to get Kuro.
Game 6 at cleanup hitter, left fielder Edward Perez.
Now it's Edward Perez, lefty. And cleanup man, 0-for-2 with a ground out to first and a pop out to first as well. First pitch from Uyola is a sidewinding grounder that barely gets to the right of the line. Looked like that thing was going to come into the fair territory for a moment.
Foul ball brought to you by Don's Body Shop of Rocky Mountain.
Miguel Uyola has no winning or losing decisions this year. In 10 games, no record, a 3.33 ERA. This is his fifth time this year coming out of the bullpen, an 11th overall appearance. Very high fastball at 96 to Perez, and it's 1-1. He does have one save and one opportunity, 27 innings of work. He's given up 10 earned runs, just one home run, 22 walks, and 43 strikeouts. Ground ball pulled out towards second base for Yuris Ramirez. He gathers, throws to first, two gone. Fayetteville middle infield staying busy in this sixth.
Eduardo Garcia.
And now it's Eduardo Garcia. Uyola was last on the mound June 24th against Augusta. That was last Friday night. And it was really his most difficult outing this year. He got the start and was roughed up for 5 earned runs on 5 hits. And the walks were also an issue for him. He walked 5 and did strike out 5 as well. But he knew eventually one of those outings was going to crop up for Uyola after the dominant start to June that he had. Slider down and outside to Garcia. Count is 1-1. He had allowed just one unearned run in June, that 5-run outing. So it was a little bit of a reset for him, as he spins a slider by the swing of Garcia and gets ahead 1-2. It jumped his season ERA from a minuscule 1.82 up to that 3.33 mark. So over a full point, about a point and a half. And now he'll try to reset to his old self. At the shoulders, he kicks and fires his 1-2. It's down and in with a changeup. Fastball four seam and the changeup slider for Uyola. Tosses away the baseball, wants a new one.
Everybody clap your hands.
Garcia's flied out to right and also grounded out to the second baseman, Ramirez. The two-ball, two-strike pitch with two outs is outside. Loyolas hops around in a circle, and I think he knows he might have lost the release point or the grip on that pitch. So a full count, 1-0 Fayetteville. They've led 1-0 since the top of the third. Loyola trying to keep it that way. His payoff is tapped away back of home. And Garcia keeps it where it is. Loyola the long look in. And another 3-2 pitch incoming. High and outside. That is a walk. And Loyola hopping up and down again. He's like Bugs Bunny out there on the mound right now.
You can stay connected on the network. More people rely on. The DH, Zach Robbie.
And I think some of that just stems from the last outing for Loyola. Like we mentioned, it was the five walks his last time out. That was the season high for him. He hadn't walked that many batters really since May 6th when he was on the road in Charleston and walked four in the first inning. So it was one of those outings where he just couldn't quite find the fastball. It seemed like he might have been overthrowing a little bit. In, throw down to second is kicked out of Yuris Ramirez's glove as he tried to drop the tag. And Garcia will get a stolen bag. Garcia's lucky to get in there. He did not have a good jump coming off of first base. It was a slide step from Loyola. Palma's throw shorted the second base bag a bit, and Ramirez on the short hop had it in his glove for a moment, but then the kick slide from Garcia knocked it out. So man on second base, 1-0 incoming to Zach Robbie. Fastball outside. It is 2-0. Back-to-back innings now where Carolina has put that tying run in scoring position. They're trying to capitalize on it. They were very good with runners in scoring position on Tuesday, but horrendous yesterday. The 2-0. Robbie takes a slider. That's in the zone, and it's 2-1. 5-for-10 is an offense Carolina on Tuesday when runners were on second or third. 0-for-10 yesterday. That was one of the big reasons they just could not get close after falling behind 7-0. Here's a bouncing ball right side up along the right field line. They're sending Garcia around, and he will score. We are tied up. Zach Robbie, the RBI single, 1-1 in the bottom of the sixth.
The Vikings are staying at home with Mosquito Shield. Calling today for Mosquito and Tiptoe. Life is better outside. First baseman, Jesus Chirinos.
Well, really a good start to that inning from Miguel Loyola. The fastballs were in the zone. He got the pair of ground outs, but then a patient at bat by Garcia and a good piece of opposite field hitting from Zach Robbie. He's put pretty much everything this week to the opposite field. He is the best we've seen all series from the Carolina hitters and spraying stuff away towards right as a right-handed batter. And that's something for probably the Fayetteville infield that loves to shift against righties to the pull side. Robbie's had a couple of doubles the opposite way so far this week, and now the big game-tying single. Here's a pickoff throw over to first with Robbie dancing off of the bag, and he gets back in time. Jesus Chirinos is the batter. He's in a 1-1 count. Mudcats now out hitting the Woodpeckers 3-2. Here's the pitch, grounded out towards third, or down to a knee, scuffles with it, collects, throws, and a one-hopper is backhanded by Williams at first. Great grab by the Fayetteville first baseman, and Loyola is out of the inning, but he gives up the tying run. An RBI single, 1-1 after six tonight. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
she was just a girl. She expected the world, but it flew away from her reach. So she ran away in her sleep.
First pitch of the seventh inning is dribbled along the first baseline from Renier Rivas. Figueroa coming off the left side of the mound. Bare hands and underhand flips the first. And Rivas is retired on one pitch.
Second baseman, Yuris Ramirez.
1-1 tie ball game in the seventh. Carolina finally got the swing they had been looking for all night in the sixth. An RBI single from Zach Robbie. Bounce out. Rivas goes to 0 for 2. Now it's Yuris Ramirez, bottom of the order. Fastball on the inside, just missed from Figueroa. Jefferson Figueroa came on to the sixth inning behind Miguel Segura, the starter. Struck out a pair and walked a man. Fastball up and away. 2-0. He had Christian Mejias, who did fall an out shy of recording a win today, but even had he gone 5 tonight, that wouldn't have mattered. Here's the 2-0. And a foul back by Yuris to bring it to 2-1. Ramirez is rolled into a fielder's choice, walked in the fifth, and was caught stealing by Jefferson Kiro. 2-1 pitch is hit well, landed to center field, but playable for Chorio. Started back, now comes in and makes a strolling grab at his chest for out number two.
Third baseman, Cody Orr.
Upper hand in the series on the line tonight. And on Tuesday, Woodpeckers flipped the score yesterday, 8-5 winner. And Fayetteville trying to get to 500 in the second half, go to 3-3 after their win yesterday. Here's the pitch, and a fastball right over the middle. These two sides will see a lot of each other in the second half. 24 total games of the season series, and we're only in game number 9 tonight. Carolina will come to Fayetteville again, and the Woodpeckers have another trip out here to Zebulon in August. That'll be third week of August, I believe. 0-2, here's the pitch to Orr, and he hits a fly ball out into left. Perez drifting towards that foul line, and he makes the catch. And the 1-2-3-7 for Jefferson Figueroa. It is time to stretch in Zebulon. Tied 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Pescados. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Stop it.
play the bottom of the seventh inning, tied up 1-1 in Zebulon. Miguel Ulloa is back on the mound, and his first pitch misses upstairs to Gene Carmona for a 1-0 count. Carmona has been plunked by a pitch and also singled, been on both times he stepped to the plate. And the pitch is on the inner corner. Excuse me, fastball there from Ulloa. 1-1. Luis Silva, nine-hitter, and then Henry Mendez are scheduled. Here comes the pitch from Miguel. Slider around that outside corner. Good pitch. Backdoored for a strike. 1-2. Carolina tied the game in the bottom of the sixth with an RBI single from Zach Robbie. Still have not led tonight. The pitch is foul tipped, and that got a piece of Palma, but he couldn't secure it behind the plate. And it's 1-2. Around the majors tonight, there were a lot of off days. About half of the league was off. But the Houston Astros were playing baseball. They're in Houston against the New York Yankees. They saw the Yanks not too long ago on their recent New York road swing. Fastball up high and got Carmona swinging. Miguel Ulloa picks up his first strikeout and blows away Carmona.
Silva.
And now it's Luis Silva. Houston leading 2-1. Low scoring, well pitched game in the top of the eighth inning over the Yanks. Alex Bregman, a two-run double, still propping up that lead. That came in the bottom of the third. And a foul back on the first one to Silva. 0-1. On the mound today for the Astros was former Woodpecker Luis Garcia. He pitched into the sixth, gave up one earned run over five and a third. Two walks, six strikeouts, and it's been a bullpen effort since. Lone in changeup, just missed. 1-1. The Braves are getting blown out by the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia. Nick Castellanos hit a three-run homer. Swing and a miss by Silva on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball at the top of the zone, 1-2. Philly scored seven in the bottom of the second inning. And that was all against Ian Anderson. 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Nick Castellanos, a three-run home run in that game. Adam Duvall did hit a solo shot for the Braves. And Michael Harris, the second, one of the Braves' top prospects going into this season with a two-run home run. 1-2 coming in. And a foul away by Silva. Keeps the battle going. That was a 83-mile-per-hour changeup in a pretty hittable spot, right? On the upper inside part of the zone. You get your hands started early on a pitch like that, and you could rip it over that high wall and left. Miguel Ulloa might have gotten away with a mistake. Good thing was it came against a 141 hitter in Silva. 1-2 pitch outside. 2-2. Miguel Ulloa did give up a two-out walk in the sixth inning to Eduardo Garcia, and he was the man that ended up coming around to score. So the walk has already come back to bite Ulloa, trying to avoid another one. 2-2 is called strike three. Low outside corner. Silva does not lock span it a little bit on him, but back-to-back strikeouts for Miguel Ulloa after he couldn't get one in the sixth. Tough night for Silva. Gets a little worse. 0 for 3, the hat trick, 3 Ks. And now to the top of the lineup card, Henry Mendez, fourth time through now for the Mudcats. And the first pitch is low for ball one. The Brewers are trailing the Pirates 5-4. They're in the top of the sixth inning out at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. O'Neill Cruz, top Pirates prospect, hit a two-run home run today. And here's a fly ball struck deep out into left. Rivas, though, has it measured. Start of the warning track, reaches above his cap and makes the one-handed catch. That ends a 1-2-3 inning for Miguel Ulloa. He points to the sky as he crosses that first base line. Seven are in the book tonight, and this game will be decided late. 1-1, going to the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Saturday, July 2nd, and Sunday, July 3rd. Each broadcast for American night.
Fayetteville has been held scoreless over their last four at-bats as a club. No run since the third. A 1-1 tie game goes to the top of the eighth inning. And the first pitch to Leo Stanley Molina misses up and outside. It's 1-0. Here's the pitch. Molina takes. It's just off the outside corner. 1-0. A 2-0 make it. Molina, Lo Perfido, and Justin Williams. Here's a trio of hitters that could do some damage. They're facing right-hander Jefferson Figueroa, who's through two scoreless innings after coming in behind the starter, Miguel Segura, in the sixth. Molina took a strike. Here comes the 2-1. Up and inside, and that sends Molina stumbling out of the way. That one was up near his chin. That'll make you uncomfortable as a hitter. 3-1. Woodpeckers just need a base runner. They've drawn four walks, make it five walks today as a team. That one's low. Five-pitch walk to Molina, and there you go. A leadoff base runner for the Woodpeckers, something they have rarely had today. Only once. They had a leadoff walk in the third that ended up leading to the go-ahead run at the time in Cody Orr. So see if this leadoff walk can lead to their second lead of the game. Joey Lo Perfido now will bat. Biggest thing now is just avoiding that dreaded ground ball. Slider down and inside on Lo Perfido. Strikes. Third baseman Silva plays in towards the grass. Other three infielders in a bit of a shift against Lo Perfido. Down and inside. Well, Carolina hasn't shifted a ton tonight. Lo Perfido is one of those guys that they have consistently maneuvered around. Carmona, the second baseman, not in a spot right now to make a double play if a ball goes his way. That'd have to be the shortstop, Garcia, who's near the middle. The pitch up and inside, and another one runs close to a Fayetteville hitter. Lo Perfido ahead 3-0, and we're going to have a meeting on the mound. Kiro's going out there to chat with Figueroa, and first baseman Chirinos is going to get involved in that conversation. We're working our way around the Major League scoreboard. Again, a lot of teams are off today, but a few late-night ball games close to getting started on the East Coast to make it the West Coast. That's A's and Mariners in Seattle and Padres and Dodgers. You have Joe Musgrove, a Cy Young contender in the National League pitching tonight. He's 8-1 with a 2.12 ERA. He faces Mitchell White of the Dodgers. Mitchell White, one of those guys that's been inserted into the Dodgers rotation as a result of Walker Buehler going down. Buehler going to be out for the majority of the regular season. Dodgers hope to get him back for a postseason run. Here's the 3-0, and Lo Perfido looks at a changeup. That's called strike one. And a Cy Young contender in his own right, Logan Gilbert in Seattle on the American League side. He pitches today in that game with the A's. 8-3 record, 2.44 ERA. Gilbert, after debuting last season, struggling a bit in 2021, having a great 2022. One game was played during the daytime today. That was Guardians-Twins, and Cleveland won 5-3 over Minnesota. They're 39-34. And here's a fly ball hit by Lo Perfido, deep out into center field. Chorio can track and making the grab. Lo Perfido really hit that one well in the 3-1 pitch, but flies out. And Molina forced to hold at first base, brings up Justin Williams. It was actually a walk-off two-run home run in that game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Justin Williams into that right side. Infield shifts accordingly. Carmona towards the middle. And here's a pickoff throw over to first. It gets by Chirinos and ricochets off of Vincent Blue. The first base coach goes all the way to the railing of the Woodpeckers dugout. And Molina will make it down to second base. And Molina is now down to a knee. I think he got hit as well. I think he got hit with the pickoff throw. It ricocheted off of him and then hit Vincent Blue. And Eric Braun, the athletic trainer, has run out there in front of the second base bag on the grass to check up on Molina. I didn't watch him get into second base, whether he might have turned an ankle or something like that getting into the bag, but looks like they're looking at the shin area or maybe the knee of Molina. Something on the lower body, I believe. It'll end up being an E1 on the throwover from Jefferson Figueroa. That's the first, I make it the second Carolina error today. Unfortunately, after an extended conversation with Eric Braun, he's running off the field, and Molina is staying out there. It'd be a tough guy to lose, just about your everyday shortstop. Molina's been so valuable on the defensive end this year and been as reliable as it gets, being in that starting lineup practically every day. He leads off of second base, says he's good to go, and we carry on. Foul down the right field line. Blue Jays are holding the Rays to a 2-1 game right now. Teoscar Hernandez with a two-run home run for Toronto that came in the second inning, and that's given them the 2-1 lead ever since. Here's the 0-1. Williams rips through a changeup. Falls behind quickly 0-2. Cubs are shutting out the Reds through three innings, 6-0. And then you have those two West Coast ball games. So that's all for you on the Major League side. Phillies have jumped up to a 14-4 lead. They are bludgeoning the Braves. Swing and a miss on a slider. Down goes Justin Williams. He'd had a great first couple of nights at the plate, 5-for-9 over his first two games. But tonight, Williams now 0-for-3 with the walk. Big second out for Figueroa. He's trying to complete three scoreless. Molina on second base after the E1 throwing error, the errant pickoff throw, advancing Molina down. You do wonder, though, after being banged up, still being able to stay in this game, if Molina can run 100% if something gets to the shallow outfield. Would he be able to score on a base hit? Logan Cerny is the batter, and he takes a fastball down and away. And if it's an ankle or something with a knee or something like that that's bothering Molina at the moment, then that could prevent him from scoring if Loprofito is able to put one into the outfield. Here's the 1-0. And a slider misses down and outside. That's why in a stage like this, it's so important for that player to give clear and honest feedback to a trainer, a manager, whether he feels okay to stay in. Crucial spot like this, if Molina needed to be subbed out, he'd want to bring a pinch runner on. You got Jackson Hallmark available on the bench tonight. 0-2-0. Is a changeup low and outside. But Eric and Joe feeling good about leaving Leo Stani in there, and he's still kind of moving around that right leg, feeling it out a bit. 2-1 count on Cerny. Here's the pitch. Outside corner. That's the ball, 3-1. Cerny has reached on a walk, but he's 0-for-2. Doesn't have a hit since Tuesday's series opener. Would be a great time here. On deck is Miguel Palma, the 3-1 pitch. And Cerny takes a changeup, top of the zone for strike two. Might have had the take sign the whole way, just not the one he wanted. Just past the 9 o'clock hour here on the East Coast, 9:02, and the Woodpeckers trying to go in front for a second time. It's tied 1-1. Here's the pitch home. And Cerny reaches down low to try and get a slider, strikes out swinging. The inning is over. Jefferson Figueroa, a couple of huge strikeouts of Williams and Cerny, a couple of Fayetteville's best hitters, and he closes the top of the eighth, keeps it tied 1-1. We go to break. Carolina coming up when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Our next souvenir Saturday home game is July 16th, which is a replica Moscato's jersey giveaway with the first 1,000 fans through the gate. Show up early because they will go fast.
bottom of the eight, and we're still deadlocked 1-1. Logan Cerny struck out with a man on second, ending the top half, and now Jackson Chorio leads off for the Mudcats and takes a fastball down and away from Miguel Ulloa for ball one. Chorio has had a rough night, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, and here's the pitch. Down and outside, it missed. Chorio, who is a 321 hitter now and was one of the guys that, when you looked at the start of this series, the Woodpeckers really needed to shut down. They've done just that. He has not had much impact at all on the offense the last couple of days. Slider over the middle. Comeback strike, and it is 2-1. Against Fayetteville this year, the Woodpeckers have held him to below a 180 average. So Woodpeckers have been kind of his tough team to deal with. They've struck him out a total of 7 times, and Ulloa blows a fastball by his swing at 95, gets back to even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Number 3 overall prospect in the Brewers system, and number 43 in all of minor league baseball, according to Baseball America's midseason rankings. Foul ball keeps it at 2-2. Dominican Summer League last year and now playing in the States for the first time this year. In this series, just one base hit for Chorio that came on Tuesday night. And he's K'd 5 times already against Fayetteville pitching. 3-2 payoff pitch from Ulloa. Strikes him out swinging. It's a 4-strikeout night for Jackson Chorio. Miguel Ulloa goes 96 on the outside corner, and Chorio couldn't catch it.
The catcher, Jefferson Caro.
Ulloa coming off a 1-2-3 seventh inning, and he starts the eighth strong. That's 5 in a row, retired by Ulloa going back to the sixth. Now it's Jefferson Caro, Carolina catcher. Here's the pitch from Ulloa. And a knee-level fastball called a strike. 1-1. Base is empty. Ramirez playing towards the middle. Williams way off of that first baseline. Pitch comes in. Here's a dribbler along the third baseline. Foul. It just trickled to the left of that third base bag before Cody Orr could get to it. And probably best off that it did, because Caro, with a good amount of speed for a catcher, was pretty far off that line by the time the ball rolled to foul. The Asheville Tourists are playing tonight. Their series against the Bowling Green Hot Rods, Rays affiliate continuing, and they have put up a ton of runs tonight. 10 over the first 6 innings of the game. They're in front 10-6 over the Hot Rods. They won last night in a high-scoring game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a line drive hit into right center field. That will drop. A base hit. It's grabbed by Whitaker. Throws back to the infield. One out single for Caro. His second hit of the day. Fourth Carolina base hit in this one.
Left fielder Edward Perez.
And Caro has 2 of them. The go-ahead run is on, and Edward Perez coming up. On the offensive side of things today, another great day for Kennedy Corona. 2-for-5 game for the Tourists. He's upped his average to 405 with that multi-hit game. It's been a lot of singles today, though, for Asheville. They have a total of, get this, 15 hits as an offense, 14 singles, and one double. That's not something you usually see out at McCormick Field, where home runs are aplenty. Pitch was down and into Perez, and it is 2-0. Perez has not been on today, 0-for-3. Ulloa pitches. Perez swings at a high fastball. That was above the zone, and he'd be up 3-0, but got aggressive. Quincy Hamilton with a base hit today, a single. A best game has come as the runner is on the move. The pitch is down to the dirt, swung on and missed. No throwdown. Spiro makes it to second, and now Perez is in a 2-2 count. Big stolen bag. Go ahead, run in scoring position. Luis Santana has had a huge night. He has the one double today for the Tourists, and he's also 4-for-4. The 2-2 delivery. Perez strikes out swinging. Low and outside fastball got him. Fourth strikeout for Miguel Ulloa.
Shortstop, Eduardo Garcia.
And see if we can get out of this eighth inning scoreless, force our tied game to the ninth. It's Eduardo Garcia who scored the only Carolina run today. He walked and came around on an RBI single from the first pitch on the high outside corner. That is strike one, called by the home plate man, Nobu Yasuta. Carroll off of second. And now the 0-1 home. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 94. Loyola's been effective at times with the slider and changeup, but has really been living off of that fastball more than ever today. And it's been accurate, unlike his last time out at Segra Stadium. 0-2 pitch. Struck him out. Three straight pitches, and down goes Garcia. All strikes, and Miguel Ulloa strikes out the side, leaves the go-ahead run in scoring position on second base, and we go to the ninth inning. Tied up 1-1. Late game drama tonight in Zebulon. Stay tuned.
We will be wearing our new blackout.
Walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go.
Ninth inning tied up 1-1, and Miguel Palma coming to the plate against Jefferson Figueroa, who's back out there for a fourth inning of work. His first pitch is a fastball, a check swing. They appeal up the first baseline. And Corey Gerber says that Palma held up. One ball, no strike count. Fayetteville has been held to next to nothing today on the offensive end. Their only run came on the double steal attempt from Cody Orr and Joey Loperfido in the third, where Orr successfully made it home. Pitch inside, 2-0 on Palma. Here's the kick, the pitch. High and away, no, called a strike. 2-1. But a single in the third by Loperfido, a base hit by Leo Stanley Molina in the fifth, and that's the last time a base runner has been on via hit. Here's the throw home, broken bat, and a backhanded snag behind his back from Figueroa. He throws over to first and gets the out. Well, that wasn't your standard backhand. He stuck his mitt behind his back and grabbed the ground ball and threw over to first. That is a tremendous play. And they show it again on the video board here at Five County Stadium so the crowd can get another look. Miguel Palma shaking his head. You don't see that often. There's plenty of pitchers that try to do that on a ground ball hit back to the mound. How often do you see a pitcher just flail and put his arm behind his back, see if by chance he can come up with the baseball? And really only 1% of the time out of 100 tries, a pitcher comes up with it, and Figueroa just did. Whitaker in a 1-1 count, the pitch. Inside fastball, called strike two. And if Carolina is able to go on and win this game, might we look back at that play on the mound, preventing the go-ahead man from being on for the Woodpeckers? The pitch, 1-2. Whitaker swings and misses. He strikes out. Low and outside slider. Figueroa has gotten stronger as the night has gone on. He's K'd three of the last four batters he's faced. And he's made that sweet play on the mound. He's been doing it all himself over the last inning plus. Palma 0-4. Whitaker goes to 0-4 with three strikeouts today. And now Rainier Rivas, left-handed batter, takes a low fastball. Ball one, gets ahead. Only two Fayetteville base runners over the last couple of innings, going back to the sixth, have been on walks. Cerny in the sixth and Leo Stanley Molina in the eighth. One run, two hits, no errors for Fayetteville. A run on four base hits and two errors for Carolina. There's been no extra base hits in this game. All singles for both teams. Pitch to Rivas, up and outside. And a count to two balls and no strikes. Corpus Christi Hooks are playing today in the AA Texas League. Fastball strike to Rivas, a comeback pitch, and it's 2-1. And today, Corpus Christi is tied 3-3 with the Frisco Rough Riders midway through the fourth. Elevated fastball, Rivas ahead 3-1. You only swing if it's perfect here. Yuri Ramirez is waiting on deck. Luke Berryhill 0-2 today, but Justin Dearden went deep. Former Woodpecker hits his 12th home run. Solo shot in the first inning. Soft fly ball up along the left field line. That one's trouble, and it one hops the warning track and gets over the sidewall for a that was in on the knuckles of Rivas, and with the strength of his swing, he was just able to punch it the other way. And that ball slicing all the way along the foul line, just dropped inside the fair territory on that warning track in shallow left, out of the reach of Perez. And it goes as a ground rule double. That is a big extra base hit for Rivas. And like we just told you, it's been all singles today. That's the first extra base hit from either offense. And for Rivas, it's his second of the series after he hit the two-run home run yesterday. Yuri Ramirez now could potentially give the Woodpeckers the lead with a base hit, but Rivas isn't the fastest guy on the Fayetteville starting nine. Not to pick on him, but he's one of the slower runners. Here's the 0-1, and Ramirez takes a high fastball. Kind of like we were talking about Molina when he was a little hobbled down on second base, could a base hit to the outfield score the run? That's the question Joe Thon's asking himself if he has to make a decision down at the third base coach's box. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And a slider misses a little bit low and outside as well. 2-1. Urias has reached today on a fielder's choice and a walk, but doesn't have a hit. He's 0-2. And in this series, Ramirez 0-6 with three strikeouts. Trying to come up with his first base hit of the week here in the top of the ninth with two outs. The pitch down and in. That shorted the plate. Figueroa tried to go with a changeup and threw that one about 58 feet. So back-to-back 3-1 counts here. Worked by the bottom of the order for Fayetteville. Trying to get it to Cody Orr, who's had a good week. Been seeing the ball well. He's on deck. 3-1 incoming. Ramirez swings and hits a fly ball out into right center field. Chorio back on it, finds his spot in right center and makes a one-handed catch. The inning comes to a close. So the Woodpeckers are unable to cross him. We remain tied 1-1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Fayetteville bullpen has been loosening during this ninth, but Uyola is going back to the mound. Stay tuned. Our tie ball game continues next. Bottom nine coming up.
about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch them too. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Old El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run. What the facts is, he ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Bobby Sue, whoa, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day. They got the money, hey, you know they got away. They headed down south.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and we won't be going just yet. Baseball right-hander warming, but for now it's Miguel Ulloa out on the mound, and he is trying to get this game to a 10th. It is tied 1-1. Carolina even the score in the bottom of the sixth inning with a Zach Robbie RBI base hit, and it's Robbie who leads off this bottom of the ninth. In the first pitch, a fastball 93 outside from Ulloa. Miguel Ulloa at 54 pitches, blitzes home a fastball. There's a swing and a miss from Robbie, 1-1. Robbie's RBI single in the sixth brought home Eduardo Garcia, who drew a walk against Ulloa. The pitch, swing and a miss. All heat right now from Ulloa, who struck out three in the eighth inning. Gave up a Jefferson Quiroz single. He reached scoring position but was stranded on base. The Woodpeckers then put the go-ahead run in scoring position in the ninth. Rivas, but he couldn't score. So both of these sides had the opportunity to grab the lead, but neither offense could come through. Robbie Chirinos and Gene Carmona are the three scheduled. It's the 6, 7, and 8 of the order against Ulloa. Robbie did come up with that single against Ulloa in the sixth. Here comes his pitch. The 1-2, it is spoiled away, a foul ball. The right-hander out there for the Woodpeckers looks to be Jacob DeLabio. If Joe Thon needs him. 1-2 pitch, and Robbie hits a hard hit grounder out to third. It's speared by Orr, and his throw pulls Williams off of the bag. Williams had to step to his left and jump in the air to pull down that throw, and it yanked him off the bag to allow the game-winning run to reach the routine ground ball to Cody Orr. I mean, not completely routine. It was hard hit, but it was right to him and gave him the opportunity to set his feet and throw. Orr has a stronger arm than just about anybody on this Fayetteville club, and he overcooked that one a little bit. Woodpeckers played perfect defense for 8 innings, E5. And Robbie is on. He's made it aboard 3 times today, and now here's Jesus Chirinos. 0-1 pitch. Chirinos fists it foul into the screen.
That ball brought to you by Autobody Woodson.
No balls and 2 strikes. Chirinos has walked and grounded out twice. This would be a key spot for a ground ball here, trying to turn 2. And the runner is on the move. Robbie's going to second, pitch is low, and Palma's throw down sails into center field. Robbie didn't realize it, though, and Yuris Ramirez made a great deceptive play. He pretended like he caught the ball and dropped the tag on Robbie, and Zach Robbie had no idea that the ball went sailing into center field. Tyler Whitaker backed up the play, but Yuris Ramirez might have fooled Robbie. Now, Robbie took a moment to get to his feet. No telling as to whether or not he would have gone to third anyways, but the fake tag by Ramirez at least made him think about it for a moment. That might have been the difference. It also saves Palma an error. Robbie makes it into scoring position. Base hit could win this ball game for the Mudcats. Jesus Chirinos in the 1-2 count. Slider down and outside. 2-2. The Mudcats have a left-hander warming just in case they need to play extra innings. Miguel Oyola trying to complete four today behind Fraylin Garcia and Christian Mejias. He's at the chest. He kicks and throws. And a swing and a miss. That is strike three. High fastball gets Chirinos for the first out of the ninth.
Second baseman, Jim Carmona.
On the road in Albuquerque, and they've blown it open, 8-0 in the third. Broken bat, here's a soft one up the middle of the diamond. It's played by Molina. He goes to first and gets the second out. Meanwhile, Robbie gets to third base. A shattered bat lays behind the mound. Miguel Oyola had to dodge that one. It is a sword in the hand of the base umpire, Corey Gerber. He hands that off to the bat boy, and now a big at bat for Luis Silva, one of his biggest of the season. Tie game, winning run on third. Silva, 140 hitter, is 0-3 with three strikeouts, and you know what? They're actually going to pinch hit for him. Not a bad idea for Victor Estevez, and they're going to go to Jose Cibrian, the backup catcher. Cibrian, a 250 hitter with 12 runs driven in, no home runs. Yesterday, Cibrian was in the order, and he drove home two and had an RBI double. So he's coming off a good day yesterday, but comes in cold to this one with the game on the line in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied 1-1. The first pitch to Cibrian is a fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. And Miguel Oyola is not an easy pitcher to come on cold and face into the game, and you're seeing 95 from the jump. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and a foul ball off the mask of Palma, right back to the heat from Oyola. Wouldn't be surprised if he goes to it again. Carolina has had the go-ahead run on in each of the last two innings. Darrow is left at second in the eighth, and now Miguel Oyola is trying to leave Robbie at third in the ninth. He's just one strike to get us to the 10th inning. Oyola eyes the target, set up high. Here's the pitch. It is just outside. That hardly missed. Oyola hopping up and down. He thought he had strike three. And that looked like a spot that a lot of pitchers have gotten today. 1-2 on Cibrian. See if Miguel Oyola goes with the fourth straight fastball. Wants it up high again. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. Not by much. Zach Robbie is doing everything he can right now to distract over at third. Cody Orr not paying too much attention to him. He's off of the bag, and Robbie, before Oyola throws each pitch, is almost going halfway down that third baseline. Oyola gets the sign. Four straight fastballs. Here's the pitch. And he reaches out, rolls it over to short. It's picked up by Molina. He throws to first, and it is on the money. And this game's going to extra innings. Leo's Danny Molina with the pressure on, converts the routine ground out and throw out. And 1-1 tie ball game. We'll need extras today to decide it. We go to the 10th. It'll be the top of the Fayetteville order coming up when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I love.
Time to play the top of the 10th inning. We are going to extras. And Cody Orr leads it off with the freebie runner. Yuri Ramirez down on second base. First pitch to Cody Orr is a slider from new left-hander. Into this game, Carlos Morales. 0-1 on Orr. Game-winning run was on third for the Mudcats in the bottom of the ninth, but Miguel Uyola able to get out of it, completing four innings today. Here's the pitch to Orr. He lays off, but a breaking ball lands in the zone, 0-2. Orr, Molina, and Loperfino will be the three batting. Ramirez flat out to center field in the ninth, and so he's that extra runner. Woodpeckers had a chance in the ninth, too, though, with Rivas on second base. They couldn't bring him around. 0-2 to Orr. High and outside with a fastball and missed. And it's 1-2. Extra innings has not been friendly to Fayetteville this year. This is the eighth time they've gone to extras this season. They're just 1-6 over seven previous extra inning games. Morales out of the stretch throws, and the pitch is fouled off. Inside slider. Tonight, Orr batting for a fifth time, has reached twice on walks, but is 0-2 with a strikeout and a fly out to left field. Woodpeckers don't have a run since the third. They have just one hit, or make it three hits, excuse me, through nine innings. Morales offers up his 1-2 and nearly hit Orr. Fastball moving in towards his left thigh. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch, and Orr yanks it foul. Keep in mind that these two sides were used to playing extra innings in the last meetup out in Fayetteville back in Segra Stadium. Played two extra inning ball games in that series, and the Mudcats were able to win both of them. They won the opener. It needed 11 innings, similar to tonight's game. It was 1-1 going to extras, and the Mudcats pulled it off in 11, and then we played extras that Friday night, and Carolina won 5-4 in 10. And here's the pitch to Orr. It is outside, 3-2. Meanwhile, the Mudcats, they are playing in their sixth extra inning game this year, two of them out in Fayetteville, of course, and they have a much better record than Fayetteville, 4-1 over five extra inning ball games. 3-2 payoff pitch. Orr flies it out into shallow right, drifting forward on it. Mendez lines it up, makes the catch, and Yuri Ramirez fakes a tag from second. Throw goes into third. And good thing he held up, because that was pinpoint for Mendez coming in from right field. In the extra inning situation, you really want to try and get that run down to third on your first out, have it be a productive out, but that fly ball just wasn't deep enough for Ramirez to think about tagging off in line. At the very least, a good at-bat from Orr pitch-wise made Carlos Morales throw eight pitches. And here's the throw to Molina. Starts out his at-bat with an outside corner slider. It's 0-1. The pitch from Morales is swung on and missed by Leo Stanny Molina. Now the 0-2. And Molina fouls it straight back into the screen to keep the battle alive.
Foul ball brought to you by Autobody of Wilson.
The set, the look to second, the 0-2 pitch again, and Molina chops it left side of the diamond beyond the reach of the third baseman. It's grabbed by Eduardo Garcia, and his throw to first in time to beat Molina. Just barely got Leo Stanny by a half step. Molina barked a couple of things to the base umpire after he ran through the bag, but won't extend his argument. And due to that ball being on the left side of the diamond, Yuri Ramirez had to hold it second base. So right now, Fayetteville's free runner is stuck. And Joey Loperfido has to try and do something here with two outs. 1-1 tie game, the 10th. Carlos Morales throws, lefty on lefty, and hits the zone with a fastball strike. Next pitch home, the 0-1, and it clips the outside corner. Now Loperfido has to protect, down 0-2. Ramirez leading off from second base. Here comes the pitch. It is called strike three on the outside corner. Loperfido doesn't like it. Couple of parting words, but the Woodpeckers not only don't score, they're not able to advance Ramirez from second base, and the Mudcats will have another chance to walk this thing off tied 1-1, going to the bottom of the 10th on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom 10, and the Mudcats with a chance to win it. Man on second base to start the inning. Jacob DeLabio coming out of the bullpen and spinning a first pitch breaking ball right by the free swinging Hendry Mendez, 0-1. The freebie runner is Jose Cibrian, who came on as a pinch hitter for Luis Silva at the bottom of the order in the ninth. He grounded out to close nine innings, and that stranded the game-winning run on third base. Jacob DeLabio steps off of the mound and will reset. Miguel Oyola pitched very efficiently today, and it was a get-right night for Oyola after he gave up five earned runs over less than three innings at Segra last week. Oyola today strikes out six, gives up just two hits and a walk, and only allows one earned run, the tying run, to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Zach Robbie RBI single. We've been tied since. Only Fayetteville run came in the third on a double steal. Cody Orr was able to run home and score. 0-1 count on Mendez, a meeting on the mound between Palma and DeLabio to get the signs right, and a fastball clips the outside corner at 95. Woodpeckers go from the hard thrower Uyola to one of their harder throwing relievers in Jacob DeLabio, and his velocity is up ever since coming off of the injured list. 0-2 pitch is a little bit low. Right back to 95. First couple of outings in April, DeLabio admitted that he didn't quite feel like the velocity was there. He was throwing strikes. He wasn't allowing hits or runs, but felt like he could get more behind the ball. was on the injured list for a month and a half, went back to the Florida complex and did a training program, a throwing program, and has come back feeling like himself. Foul ball on a slider.
Foul ball brought to you by Autobody Wilson.
1-2 count. Again, the Woodpeckers are 1-6 in extra inning ball games this year, and they lost both extra inning games against the Mudcats at Segra Stadium in May. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It is a breaking ball that drops off the table and missed barely inside, and DeLabio can't believe it. John Kovalik is giving the home plate umpire an earful right now. Looked like a really good pitch for the lefty Mendez. Instead, 2-2 count. Cibrian off of second, and a line drive is hit into left field. Rivas comes up with a baseball. He booted it. Rivas booted the ball, and Cibrian's coming down the line, and he scores. Jacob DeLabio is going right at the home plate umpire, and rightfully so. That was strike three on the inside, and Nobu Yasuda blew it. DeLabio is irate, yelling at the home plate umpire, and the Mudcats have a celebration on up the second base territory. The game-winning single delivered by Henry Mendez. DeLabio might have been ejected from the game as well as he argued off of the field. And the Mudcats win tonight by a 2-1 final in 10. So they take the upper hand in the series. Woodpeckers unable to do anything in the top of the 10th inning. Now there's a lot of shouting at the umpiring crew coming off the field tonight, but it'll all be for naught. Woodpeckers' fault. We'll talk about it next on the post-game wrap-up here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Ringing.
Welcome back inside the broadcast booth for the Woodpeckers postgame show. A little bit of a controversy. Jacob DeLabio and a couple of Woodpeckers involved in that dugout. I don't know if there was any ejections at the very end, though, but regardless, the Mudcats walk it off. There was a borderline 2-2 pitch, a slider called ball, a ball on the inside. DeLabio went right at the home plate. Umpire was finger pointing and yelling at Nobu Yasuta at the end there, so we'll get some clarification as to whether there were any ejections at the end of that game. But 2-1 is the final tonight. The Carolina Mudcats are able to walk it off in 10 innings, and they're now 3-0 against the Woodpeckers in extras. Fayetteville falls to 1-7 in extra inning ball games this year. They have not been kind to Fayetteville in 2022. And with the loss tonight, the Woodpeckers fall to 33-38 overall, 2-4 in the second half of play. Meanwhile, the Mudcats get back to the 500 mark at 36-36, 2-4 as well now in the second half. Not a lot of scoring to break down for you in this game, just a lot of solid pitching from both sides. The Woodpeckers got their only run today in the top of the third inning on a double steal. Cody Orr led off against Miguel Segura with a walk. He got to second base on a ground out, and then Joey Loperfido was able to single to get on to first. That put Orr to third, and then a double steal was successful, and Orr was able to make it down to home on the throwdown from second base and give the Woodpeckers a 1-0 lead. That held up until the bottom of the sixth inning. Fayetteville got great starting pitching out of Christian Mejias. Another scoreless day for Mejias, now at 9 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. 4 2/3 scoreless, 2 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Mejias does not factor into the decision today. Nearly completed 5, but the pitch count got a little too high on Mejias. 79 pitches. The Woodpeckers weren't going to let him go over 80. So Franklin Garcia got the final out of the 5th, and then Miguel Ulloa came on to the 6th and allowed his only run. Ulloa gave up a walk with 2 outs to Eduardo Garcia and then a Zach Robbie RBI single, but didn't allow anything the rest of the way. The game remained tied through the end of 9 innings. The Woodpeckers really didn't have many hits today. Count them up, 3 base hits today for the Woodpeckers. They had a single in the 5th, a double by Rainier Rivas in the 9th, which gave them their best chance to go in front. A ground rule double with 2 outs, but Yuris Ramirez flied out while facing Jefferson Figueroa, and that ended the 9th inning. Then in the 10th, the Woodpeckers had the free base runner on second base, Yuris Ramirez, but weren't even able to advance him down to third. Cody Orr flied out to right. Leo Stanley Molina grounded out to short, and Joey Loperfido struck out looking against Carlos Morales, who ends up getting the win today and improving to 2-3. Then at the bottom of the 10th inning, with Jacob DeLabio on the mound taking over for Miguel Ulloa, Jose Cibrian, who pinch hit in the 9th, was the extra runner. Henry Mendez had his bat extend on that controversial 2-strike call, a ball called on an inside slider that looked close, and then hit a left field liner out to Rainier Rivas, who booted the baseball, and Cibrian was able to come home and score. Even had Rivas not dropped that ball, there's a good chance the run is scoring. They did not put an error, by the way, on Rivas, so it will be a clean RBI single for Henry Mendez that walks off Carolina by a 2-1 final. The third extra inning win for the Mudcats over the Woodpeckers this year, and their second by a 2-1 score. The loss going to DeLabio, his first decision on the year. He goes to 0-1, but will not have his ERA affected. Still a zero ERA, an unearned run in the bottom of the 10th. Final time of game in 10 innings, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a Thursday night crowd at Five County Stadium of 1,589. With Game 3 of this series in the books, we look forward now to Game 4. Right-hander Dalen Miley will be on the bump tomorrow for the Woodpeckers. A 2-2 overall record, a 4.36 ERA, and he'll be opposed by another righty, Steven Cruz, almost an identical record in ERA, 2-2 with a 4.46, so a very even matchup tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch. Our pregame show kicks off at 6:50 right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Saturday and Sunday ball games to wrap up this series as well. So come on out to the ballpark here in Zebulon if you want to bring the family for a little weekend road trip. Only an hour and 20 or so down the road. We'd love to have you and balance out what should be some big Mudcats crowds with a few Woodpeckers fans here in the building as well. Otherwise, we'll see you on Monday at Segres Stadium for a 6:05 start time on 4th of July, where we have a big fireworks spectacular in store as well, immediately following the conclusion of that ball game, the series opener against the Down East Wood Ducks. A big thanks tonight for all of the work done by Colin Casey back at home base, monitoring the broadcast, updating the social media. We appreciate his work, and we will be talking to Colin tomorrow from Zebulon. He'll be in the booth on a road trip for the first time this year. Looking forward to having him back on the broadcast all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So big shouts to him. We'll talk with him tomorrow. Big thanks to all of our Woodpeckers fan base tuning in tonight, whether you're here for a pitch, an out, an inning, or the full game. We appreciate you making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your Thursday night. The final line scores for one final time. Woodpeckers, one run, three hits, and one error. They fall to 33-38 with the loss. Two runs, five hits, two errors for Myrtle. Make it Carolina 36-36 overall, and they take a two-game-to-one lead in this series. That'll do it for us tonight in Zebulon in Five Counties Stadium. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman. So long, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday night. Hope to see you this weekend. If not, we'll talk to you on the airwaves right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Have a wonderful and safe rest of your Thursday night, everybody, and hope you have a great start to your 4th of July weekend. We'll chat with you tomorrow on the air.